Then it's over.
Excuse me?
It lasts from 9 o'clock to around 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's over. Then in the afternoon, there's hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a divorce case, too. It'll happen.
May I come back?
I can talk to you some tomorrow.
Good.
That's the way I see it now.
Good.
And I expect that suddenly, before he gets back, I want to go in there and see what condition his office is in.
Do you want me to stop now?
So yeah, we better quit now and put up for tonight.
Okay. One more question. If a boy is named William and his father is named William, you'd say that the parents named the boy how?
After his father, he'd be a junior.
Sportsman, huh? That's a big group.
He had one brother. That was a hunter. And he had he's quite a campaigner. Well educated.
Well, the hunters really need a lot of help.
Yeah, they do. I'll tell you, too, another thing, this association, they have these game reserves, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the representatives and the senators go to these game reserves, and when they get these coon here kind of thinned out, where they're pretty hard to find, well, they just call them representatives. And he'll go and get them a big coop of coons, and then they take them and divide them up and turn them loose in this neighborhood and that neighborhood all around. Mm-hmm. First thing you know, they got more coons.
Good.
Yeah.
How many coons will a good dog get in a year?
Well, I'll tell you how that is. And that depends on how much you work that dog, how much you hunt him.
Mm-hmm.
You keep him in the pen, two-thirds of the time he won't get very good. But this blue dog out here that I tell you about yesterday, there's no telling if that dog could be hunted three or four times a week, how many coons he'd tree in a row a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll show you something else about that I bet you hadn't thought of. Yeah, we better let that down. Yeah, this coon's nature. To get away, he wants to make a good job of it. If he can, has time, he'll find the biggest tree on the creek or on the river bottom. And when he goes up, that big tree, well, there's hardly any climbers. They don't even want to take to climb these big cottonwoods. And they just say, Chalkai, we'll have to let him go. We can't get him, we can't climb. But now they have what's called a coon squaller. I don't suppose you ever seen one. Has a mouthpiece on it, it's about that long. By some of these old boys, now they can, but the tree's not too tall, you see. They take one of them coon squallers and they'll have him run all over that tree, and the first thing you know, he'll bail out of there. But if he's way up there, it don't have the effect on him.
Huh.
It may move him. And he'll just move around, but he'll stay up there. But it's a small tree about over, I'd say 30 or 40 feet high, shoot, they bring him out of there.
Hmm.
He just can't stand it. He thinks it's another coon and it scares him to death.
Hmm.
He thinks something has caught another coon.